You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning. Also, a friend of mine, somebody with tremendous courage, the greatest purchaser of advertising in the history of the world. There is no man that can buy. If I said, I'll tell you what, if I let him buy my ads, you would have Trump ads on all day, all night, and I would have paid half for them. The great, legendary Mike Lindell and Mrs. Lindell. Mrs. Lindell. He's a great guy. Fantastic guy with a beautiful new wife. Congratulations, huh? Look at that couple. That's a beautiful couple. Beautiful couple.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage businessman Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. I want to take you back to December of 2019. Remember how we were as a country? Everything that our great real president had done had manifested into the highest consumer confidence ever. And everybody's lives had somewhat improved while we're physically, you know, our lives had, monetary had improved. And then, of course, along came the China virus and then the 2020 stolen election. But I want to tell everyone now, over the last 3.5 years, the things that have been going on that are bad in this country, the things that are destroying our country. I told our real president the other day, I said, you have a bucket, this bucket of common sense, call it the Republican mega bucket, right? And people are pouring in from both sides. If you can't go out now to get people on board to vote for our great real president, there's no other time in history we get one shot at this. And I told the president, I said, you know, as the bad things that are out there that keep happening over and over again with the border, with everything going on, I said, pretty soon you're going to, and I said, they keep attacking him. And I said, every time you get attacked and you get an indictment or some other thing, your poll numbers go up. I said, pretty soon you'll end up with more votes than voters like Pennsylvania. And we all know what happened in Wisconsin in the 2020 election. And this is about as red as you can get in Wisconsin. And I just think, you know, I've spent so much time here. You guys have some of the best grassroots and best people in this country. And you never give up here. And you show that today. You've got to get involved though over the next 9 months or 8 months and just get involved at the ground level. Poll watchers, get involved with, the things we're doing out there. You know, I have the LindellPlan.com. You can check that out where we're doing it at the county levels to make sure that this election doesn't happen like it happened in 2020. And I just want to bring you guys some hope too. You know, we're going to look back. All these bad things that are going on, that keep going on, it's opening people's eyes to how important politics, how important our elections are. And, you know, it's like, that's why you have people pouring in for this mega bucket. But there's also another thing going on. And that's with all the, as people physically feel hopeless and they're giving up spiritual, but then they're finding hope in Jesus Christ. And I say to you, we are in the greatest revival in history for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when we get out here and our great real president's in, and we look back and all these things that happened that were bad, we're going to know that God uses all things for good. God bless you, and we'll see you later. Thank you.
How's it going? What's the latest with Mike Lindell?
Well, I get attacked every day. My pillow's been attacked probably the worst in the last month. It's been as bad as ever because we have our big Supreme Court case, you know, that's at the Supreme Court. We have a big event on April 17th in Las Vegas. We're going to be have all the, I think Steve Bannon's going to be hosting, and we're going to do all the cyber guys, all the experts and the lawyers that brought the case to the Supreme Court. So that's going to take.
So let's back up a little bit for the people who do not know. We haven't seen you in a little bit,
right,
unfortunately, but he's back. Let's talk about that case that's going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the case goes back to what this is. Back in the spring of 2022, I said, you know what? We're not getting anywhere with the courts. None of the judges will look at any of the evidence based on merit. Not one judge in the United States ever looked at any of the evidence based on merit of the 2020 stolen election. So I said, let's go through every state and let's get them on these machines being defective devices. Okay, like if you had cards that had to be recalled, right? So the first state we went to was Arizona, then Alabama. Well, in Arizona, in each state, you have to get attorneys and you have to get plaintiffs. So in Arizona, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham said, hey, we'll be the plaintiffs. And,
right.
And they were running for office. But remember, this was the spring of 2022. So we shook all of Arizona laws, found out all the defects that the machines had. This isn't, you know, saying anything that was flipped or anything. It was just the defect. It needs to be recalled, okay? Well, the judges then, or this judge ruled that they didn't have standing. Okay, this way started hearing this word standing. I'm going, well, what do you mean they don't have standing? They're running for office, and these are machines that do the counting, right?
Right.
So when they did that, and then, of course, they had the election, and then this week we brought it to the Ninth Court of Appeals in Arizona. And they also pushed it back on standing. Then they sanctioned the lawyers. How dare you even bring this up to us, right? Well, one of the lawyers was Alan Dershowitz that I had hired. He's a Democrat. Obviously, we disagree on a lot of things, but he also agreed we got to go to paper ballots, hand counted. We can't have devices that are defective, right?
Right.
So he was a coward, and he went. He's gone now. Okay. He go, oh, I got sanctioned. I can't stick up for the world anymore. And can I say that?
anyway. You can say whatever you want. You're on the right side.
Coward, Alan Dershowitz, coward. He backed out. Very much a coward. You don't go so far, and then you get sanctioned. We got one shot to save our country here. Well, then the brave Kurt Olson and other lawyers and our experts, because the word was standing. That's very key. When you get kicked out on standing, you can add evidence and bring it to the Supreme Court. So this case got brought to the Supreme Court about a month ago. I got docketed, and all this new evidence that came in November was added to it. One of these things is inside the machines are decryption keys. That's the equivalent of you having a bank with a bank vault, and the combination is right on the front of the vault. Or if I had my ATM card and I wrote my password on the back for the ATM. I mean, you can't make this up.
Right.
So this stuff is in there. Now, the Supreme Court, they can either accept it or reject it. If they accept it, which they should, this is they deemed our election platforms critical infrastructure our government has. They need to protect us. And I believe it'll be a 9-0 vote if they do accept it. I really do believe
that. Remind us of the date of when that decision is supposed to take place.
We don't know that yet. The Supreme Court, I believe they had 30 days to accept this case. So it'll be in the next couple weeks. It could be longer. I'm not sure on that. But on April 17th, we are going to be on my network, Lindell TV, and Frank Speech. We're going to be live streaming from Las Vegas. We're going to do a roundtable with all the lawyers and stuff. It's going to like, here's what's in this case.
Right.
Because everyone in this country needs to know about this. This is huge. Now, the other thing I've been doing, if y'all go to lindellplan.com and There you can see what we're doing across the country. This is why I get attacked every day, because what we're doing is going county by county with basically a sales pitch to get rid of the electronic voting machines and go to paper ballots. All across South Dakota, New Hampshire, across the country, we've got over 250 counties committed now to go to paper ballots. That's a lot. But we get pushback all the time for, I call them uniparty Republicans. Horrible, horrible Republicans. One of the top ones is right here in the state of Wisconsin, named Robin Voss, which by the way, we're recalling Robin Voss. The great citizens of Racine County are recalling him, and the first time they got 4,000 more votes than what was needed to recall him. And they discredited that. Oh, Robin came in and he discredited, well, not this signature, this one's no good. Well, you get to do it again if you want.
Right.
So we're doing it again, and you can check that out at RacineRecall.org, everybody. RacineRecall.org. It's going on as we speak. And it's so we've got great things going on, and plenty of time to do it in. You know, since I've been in a rally, it's been almost 7 or 8 months now. It's been a long time because I've been so busy out there. Protecting my company. We've been attacked.
We
more
get
than
asked
ever.
All the time, where's Mike? Where's Mike been? Is Mike going to be here? So it's really good to see you again. Let's go back to Arizona. You talked about your attorney. I want to bring that up real quick because, Mike, you have been really big on, you know, whether it's Democrat or Republican who wins the election, you just want it to be fair.
Yep.
You mentioned that your attorney was Democrat. But to you, you just want it fair.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You want whoever to win the right way.
That's exactly right. And we have over 51 countries have been taken by the computers, by the corruption. The last one being the great country of Brazil, my good friend, President Bolsonaro. That was about a year or two, almost 2 years now. And then you have other countries like Argentina.
Yeah.
One judge last summer made a ruling, said, we are no longer going to use machines. We're going to go to paper ballots, hand counted. It's the most transparent way to do this. They did it. They freed their country after decades of communist rule. Taiwan, Ecuador all followed suit. We have all these countries like France, Germany, the Netherlands, the UK. They all across the country, they outlawed early voting and mail-in voting, and they outlawed machines.
Yeah.
And why is the United States sitting here? We've had two elections in a row where everybody sees these anomalies and all these stuff that went on. And, you know, and if you ask anybody, why is Mike Lindell still getting attacked and his company still getting attacked? Well, you know, back 3 years ago, Mike Lindell, what a conspiracy theory. He wants to overturn the 2020 election. Well, you know, in the spring of 21, that ship sailed for me because I realized that it's not about who wins or loses. It's about having a fair election.
Absolutely.
And this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. The Democrats wanted the machines gone for two decades. We have been fighting uniparty Republicans, and I don't know why. I don't understand why they want to keep these machines when they, you know, it's our elections. When, like in South Dakota, the people get to vote in every county. If you get 5% on a petition, we get it all done. And these Republicans come in and try and change it, going, we're not going to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't change your own laws, you know.
Right. So do you think we've made some headway going into 2024, November 2024? That's people's main concern. You know, you talked about early voting. People are not wanting to early vote. They're wanting to vote on election day.
Yep.
What do you think? How do you feel going into 2024?
Here's what it is. We've got quite a bit of time. Everyone thinks this is short here. Remember, the country of Argentina went to paper ballots, hand counted in 4 months. And we've got a system. We have a system. Every state's got a hand counting system. I believe we'll have enough of them done. I believe there's enough stuff that's getting revealed. Enough court cases now are getting to fruition, like our Supreme Court one. Now, what they will do, by the way, every state also has an emergency hand count system in case the electrical grid went down. We've tried to get it under the Freedom of Information Act, but they won't give it to us. But we have made such great...
We should be able to do that. That's why it's there, the Freedom of Information Act.
That's what it's there for.
That's what it's there for.
But we've made such great progress. I think, you know, if we get the elections, the platform secure enough, and we get our great real president, and he has said... he has said many times, on my first day in office, we are going to go to same-day voting, paper ballots, hand-counted, and everybody goes crazy. Remember, the RNC last summer, even passed a resolution that said paper ballots, hand counted, no machines, precinct level, one day voting. You know, this is the RNC, and it was 168-0. So when I hear nonsense, and I'm going to say this on right on your channel, when I hear nonsense like, oh, we've got to outdo the Democrats, we've got to vote early, get that mail-in voting, get out and vote early. Rubbish. You vote same day. It's 100 times. I've forgotten more about elections than people would ever even fathom. And I'm telling you, you vote same day, it's harder for them to steal the election. It's been proven over and over and again. They're just misconstrued. Well, why would they say that over at the RNC when they voted 168-0 against it? Because they're in panic. We don't have to panic. Just vote same day. And you know what?
Stand in line. They do for the rallies, Mike. Stand in line in rain and snow and tornadoes or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Same day. Same day. And there's nothing wrong. The turning point and stuff is doing a thing called ballot chasing. That's not ballot harvesting, everybody. That's different. Ballot chasing, there's nothing wrong. They go to people that normally wouldn't vote. They go to people that normally wouldn't vote, and they're getting them engaged. And they tell them, go vote same day, but make sure you vote. It's basically just a rallying thing to get people to vote. And there's no, if you can't encourage people to vote in this next election, you're in the wrong business. Look around you, all the horrible things that are going on in our country. It should be so easy.
You know what's easy is going onto your website and ordering some of your great product. Let's talk about MyPillow.
There you go. And I'm going to tell you what we've done at MyPillow. My employee-owned company has been attacked more, I believe, more than any company in the history of the world. I mean, we have survived through banks debanking us, American Express deplatforming us, a merchant service deplatforming, vendors, everybody squishing our credit in. And for all of you out there that buy my products, that's where I can be out and know that my employees are feeling secure because we don't have any minimum. The box stores canceled us too. So what we've done this, it's called a $25 extravaganza sale. You use that promo code RSBN, go to MyPillow.com. You guys can get, you can get my pillows, all the premium pillows I started with, now Giza Cotton, $25. King or queen, don't matter. We got six-pack towel sets, $25. We've got the new kitchen towels are in, $25. We've got couch pillows. I took couch pillows. You know how when you lay on a couch and you're going, you know, they're not really built
to
lay on. They're
not
comfortable. They're decorative. We did both. They're beautiful. Plus, you can lay on. They're the beautiful MyPillow patented fill. $25.
And cheaper if you put in the RSBN code. You will get a discount on the $25.
Yes, you're absolutely. $25, you're getting on RSBN. Get all the discounts there. And with your with this promo code, any order, $75 or more, free shipping on your entire order. Shipping has gone up so much with this horrible administration that's in office. And that's another thing the president said. Day one, drill, baby, drill. I mean, this is disgusting. You're destroying our economy with the first thing they ever did when Biden got in office was shut down that pipeline.
Right.
When
the
he did that, he did it on purpose so that they could destroy our country. So all those specials, remember, we have beds. People forget that beds. We have mattress toppers. All these things.
And the slippers are comfy.
Slippers.
I love it. Yes.
Our new sandals are in. All the sandals came in. They're made with this impact gel made out of soybean. You can stand them. I'm surprised Brian doesn't have a pair on here. I don't know. But he's got to get a pair of the sandals. Guess how much?
We do stand here for a long time. We do need
RSBN them. With the promo code, guess what? How much? $25.
There you go. I love
it. It's our biggest sale. This, when the commercial launched last Monday, it was our historical, it was our third biggest launch of a commercial in history.
Awesome.
And that was really inspiring for all of us at MyPillow. And
well, the people love you. That's why.
Everybody for your support.
And keep supporting Mike.
RSBN has been with us since day one.
And Mike has been with us since day one. And we appreciate you, everything you do. Keep up the good fight. Everyone loves you. Go to MyPillow.com. Get so much for $25. Plus another discount with the RSBN code at checkout.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Mattress toppers, Brian saying. Okay. Brian has two kids going to college, so he's using some of those products for the dorm rooms.
That was it. You know, you guys had, in history, I believe you're the number one promo code in history. You know that, Brian?
Wait a second. We hold the number one promo code.
I believe you do. Because, yeah, for
wow,
there,
that's
there
an
was
honor.
A stretch. You know, there was a stretch where only RSBN would even talk to me back in the early 21 there. It's like everyone's you were ducked out. Mike Lindell's getting canceled.
He was taboo, Vanessa. You did not. Anybody wouldn't talk. If you talked to Mike Lindell, you had to have your
your finger on the mute button.
You never know what you're going to say.
Edit button.
I might say something that rhymes with.
We are so proud because you've been great for the network. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, the amount of interaction that we had in 2021, those are the years that really catapulted Right Side in to be able to do more because of our partnership with him. Because it's nothing's free. It takes.
And look what that manifests to do. I think Ryan's done more interviews with our great real president than anyone alive right now.
He has done.
It's funny. You told me you actually said that. You told him that.
Yes, I told him.
He goes, Mr. President, I think you've done more interviews with Brian than anybody.
Especially last year. I know that's a fact.
That's probably a fact.
But you deserve it, Brian.
Well,
you've had us back forever, and
and
so has RSPN.
This is a hard ride.
There were times, everybody, after the 2020 election, there'd be all these events where their evidence would pop up, like Arizona. 10 hours of evidence. There's one group there, one media group. All these cameras were off. It was RSPN.
That's true.
RSPN.
Do you remember the first one? It was Pennsylvania, Gettysburg. That was the first public Senate hearing for any kind of election discrepancy.
Right, right.
And I can't remember the
gentleman's name. And you're looking around, where are all the media?
Yeah, man. It was
amazing.
Something else, man. We spent a long ride.
And that's what we've been up against is the canceling. You know, you have the media on the left, okay? The media on the left. I've had to use them more than anything just to continue to get attacked to get the word out. I can't go on RSPN and a few others every day. I had to build my own network, Frank Speech.
Yeah.
And I had to do that. But I had to use this media because we don't have the Foxes anymore or the Newsmaxes, you know. Can I say that? We don't have the Foxes.
You know? I mean,
they don't. They're like weather channels. You guys, they're like weather channels that can't report. Wait a minute. I can't report tornadoes or hurricanes.
Yeah, they have to get permission. I noticed. I was watching Fox right after President Trump wrapped up his speech in Grand Rapids.
Right.
And it was really interesting how they threw back the anchor. And the anchor, it took her like an act of Congress for her to say that President Trump was the official GOP nomination. It was hard for her
She was really
trying to get herself to say it. But that's what we're faced with. I mean,
it is. It really is. It's like that's one of the biggest reasons I came here is to get the word out. You know, like I'm going to go on this other media that will take me here. But I want them to know that there is a case that finally reached the Supreme Court that's going to affect our election platform. If people don't hear about it, you know, you guys probably didn't know about it. I don't know.
We follow you. We know about it.
Because it had gotten pushed back 1 week from a Friday to a Monday.
But what they do is they, you know, you'd think it would be national, international news. Just say yay or nay. But somebody should probably look into why you have decryption keys inside of our voting machines.
Yeah.
You know what a decryption key is? Think of a God key that can do anything it wants, go horizontal everywhere. Well, wait a minute, they're not on the internet. How about South Carolina when they shut down their primary because the internet was down?
Right.
That was like 3 weeks ago. How do you do that? You know, what do you mean? The internet's down. Who cares? I thought they weren't hooked up.
There's some stuff, and I'm going to be real cautious of what I say because I want all the facts to come out on this. But in Georgia, the absentee ballots, if I was to tell you, Mike, that there are districts in Georgia that are just now getting ballots returned from the midterms and, wait for it, the 2020 election. That's going to come out here shortly about that. Yeah. So these
heard it first here on RSPN.
How about in Georgia, the judge that, you know, this last fall said, you know what, this is 4 years against crooked Brad Raffensperger down there, and she finally, an Obama-appointed judge, pushes it forward. She says, this case is going to move forward because the experts say there's problems inside the machine. And, wait on it, if you question the machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. I took off my tinfoil hat on that.
You're waving it around. Did you see where, actually, this is interesting as well, that Scotland now has some of the most hate speech rules in place. And it all started with that J.K. Rowling, that the author that misgendered somebody, and all of a sudden people get thrown up in arms. But that is what it was like after that. Remember that?
Yeah,
you couldn't even say Trump. You couldn't say election, and then you couldn't even say ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You couldn't criticize COVID. I mean,
I thought I was getting shadow banned on Facebook, but all my friends were seeing it. They just wouldn't like anything I put there. We're not going to say.
And you've had that problem too with advertisers as well. They're scared to advertise right
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's the status on the MyStore.com? And if somebody wants to get it, if they have a great product, they want to get on.
Go to my store. By the way, promo code RSBN, all the discounts there. There's over, I believe, a couple thousand entrepreneurs, USA-made products here now. And it's probably way more than that, but there's thousands. And they've all been vetted over the last 3 years. They're up there. You get all the discounts with RSBN. And if you have a product, not an invention, a product, it has to be product ready. Think of it as a mini Amazon where we protect you. I protect you. It's a safe place where you're not going to get copied by China. Yeah. And you're not getting your look on the, you walk into Walmart, hey, there's my product. What happened here? You know?
We might be getting a special announcement. I wouldn't say this. I had someone from the Trump team come up to me and say, they're going to, if you notice, they put out a different podium. So we are going to have maybe a surprise speaker come out here in the next few minutes. So just be alert if you hear somebody start talking.
It's not me. I'm right here.
Yeah. Mike already did. I actually thought you were going to speak longer. I was waiting for you to go on.
No, there's limits.
There's a limit.
There's a time thing up there.
Is that hard for you? I was
getting trouble going over. One time we were up in Alaska. Me and Sarah Palin were the only two speakers. And they said, now you're going to get 3 to 5 minutes. And she looks at me. I go, it's kind of a guideline.
It's a rough perimeter.
And she talked for 35 minutes.
Yeah, I believe that. She might have asked you, but when was the last time you actually talked to the president? And what was his?
It was about, I think, 10 days ago I was down there.
Feeling
in Mar-a-Lago.
Good,
Oh, he's always in good spirits. And we talked for, a couple hours or an hour or two, I guess. And he's always upbeat. He's always positive. So we feed off each other, optimism.
And that positivity feeds off to the American people because the American people see what you're going through and your issues going to the Supreme Court now and the court cases against President Trump. And when we see you come out energetic, we're going to keep fighting. And we see President Trump do the same. It gives us the energy to think we're going to be okay. Yeah. So we thank you for that because we need those leaders to have that positive
influence. He said to me once, Patrick Henry would never shut up about stuff in his speeches.
Yeah. And he goes,
no, that's what he goes. Yeah. He goes, Mike, you're the Patrick Henry of our lifetime. He goes, they're going to build a statue that's so big someday. Of course, they'll tear it down right away.
Right.
He's so funny. He's got a great sense of humor. I love his sense of humor. And he showed me, he's got this great book that, Letters to Trump. And he knew how many people in that book had turned on him, I mean, just for no reason. And just because, and it's like, in my own life, I see that, I look out there now and see vendors and stuff I've dealt with for decades. And they've turned on me or squished my credit, piled on as my pillow gets attacked. Going, it's like a run on a bank, and it's just disgusting.
Let me ask you a question: what is business like right now? Because I know you see the inflationary numbers, and people are pulling back on spending. Have you experienced that?
And plus, at the same time, being attacked, credit taken away, it's been probably the hardest time for me to ever. If you've read my book, I've had some hard times with my pillow and stuff, but this has been the hardest. Barna, even more so than January 2021. The last 7 months, the last 2 months have been just excruciating. It's like you get through every day, but it's been kind of exactly, I think, what they planned with their lawfare and cancel culture. Let's cancel his money. Let's get him distracted so he's got to be all in over here. But I got news for them. I will never, ever, you're never going to stop my voice from talking about this election, and I'm never stopping. And that's why we have LindellPlan.com. Go there. Get involved. They can take all my money. And I've said it before, 2 years ago. When you run out of money, what are you going to do? I'm going to keep talking. I'll borrow money. And that's what I've had to do. Yeah. I've done everything I can do. It doesn't matter.
Well, you said if you don't have a
company anyway. And my employees, I'll get that. It's really sad that they've been sued and attacked. And they've done nothing other than their CEO wants fear and
fear. Okay, let's fear and fear. There we go. Right. Back in Green Bay.
Donald Trump's ready to debate you right now. Do you accept?
If I were him, I'd want to debate me too.
3 years ago, FrankSpeech.com was launched during the height of mass media censorship.
to give voices back to those who had their voices silenced. This April, Lindell TV celebrates 3 years of uncensored truth about America's stolen elections, the voting machines, and the fight to return to paper ballots. Today, we stand at the precipice of a new era, covering the most important presidential election in American history. An era defined by the battle for some of our most fundamental rights: freedom of speech, freedom of press, and secure elections. We at Frank Speech refuse to be silenced. We refuse to bow down to the forces that seek to dictate what we can and cannot say. We are the media now. Join us in this fight at frankspeech.com.
You might not want to hear what we're saying, but we're going to say it.